Hi, Marty Lurie here with Bobby Bolin. And I call you Bobby Bolin. And Bob Bolin, he pitched for the San Francisco Giants. But Bob, as I like to say, America and baseball, they go hand in hand from the beginning of the sport. And I like to get the good stories of baseball and who you were and how you got into the game. And we have to go back to a little town in South Carolina, Hickory Grove, South Carolina. Tell me about it.
Population expected. Had a couple hundred people, a little high school, about... I was 31 in my class, I think. But the school was probably a couple hundred. It was a small rural area. And how we was talking earlier, I signed with a giant scout named Tim Murchison. The same scout, he signed me, then he signed Gaylord Perry, then he signed Dick Dietz, and he signed Randy Huntley, then he signed Jimmy Ray Hart. So he signed a lot of giant ball players, and so the but he found me. I was plowing a mule down on the farm somehow or another down a dirt road, and he come down that road in a 56 Buick Roadmaster that no car had ever been on, and scared my mule slammed to death. And then to make a long story a little bit longer, then I went. He said, "I'll meet you back up to the house," and so he sat down and had a coffee, tea, I guess, iced tea with my mom till I got back up there, and we sat down and talked. And that's, I ended up signing really with a scout, not with the ball club, because I just loved old Tim. He was such a great guy.
Bob Bolin with us. What a great story. What was baseball like for you growing up as a little boy, and how did you get involved with the game? Where was the field and all that stuff?
Well, baseball, that's all we had. We had baseball, and I played basketball in high school. But on a farm, we lived down a dirt road that ended at our front porch. So it was, and you couldn't really play basketball. You could choose up size and go play baseball out in the pasture. So our neighbors had two or three boys. About five of us would play a lot of baseball when we get off from in the field. So we farmed. And so baseball was really the only thing that I ever really even dreamed about playing, because I always listened to the ball games with a battery radio, hold my hand on the back of the radio and listen to games. I get the Dodger and the Giant games out of New York. Back then, Scully was already, he was already announcing back then the Dodger games. But the and then when I got to high school, I found out I could throw hard. I didn't really like to pitch because I didn't want to stand out there and have to do all the work when everybody else was standing around looking at me. And so, But by the time I got to high school, I had my senior year, I think I'd pitched four no-hitters in a row or something. And I struck out everybody that come up to the plate. And it wasn't because of how great I was throwing, but how wild I was. Because I could throw two over and two behind them and get another and over, and I'd throw three strikes before I threw four balls. And that's kind of the way I got through high school. And then I played Legion ball. And actually, I signed when I was 2 days before I could sign. I signed with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Ford Frick gave me my release. And then I signed with the Giants after that. And so that was kind of a story I used to tell Bob Prince, announcer for Pittsburgh. He always wanted me to come and tell that story so the Pittsburgh could be reminded how who they lost in the Carolinas. But then I went on, played 4 years in the minor leagues with the Giants. D ball, C ball, let's see, B ball. Then I skipped A. Then I went to AAA and next year, AA, and then got to the Giants on my fifth year.
Wow. Boy, what a great story. But how did you sign with the Pirates? Well, how did that come about?
Well, all the scouts, when I pitched all those no-hitters in a row, the Charlotte Observer wrote an article about this young kid over in Hickory Grove. And they had a picture, and then that created 14 out of the 16 clubs had scouts at my house at least once, twice a week, with the same deal, $4,000. So if you signed for over $4,000, you had to sit on the roster, and they didn't want to take a shot at me because I was so wild. They didn't know whether they could get me to find a plate in 4 years or not, or 2 years. And so that's how I ended up signing with the Pirates. They flew me to Pittsburgh. I worked out. And I went in that little dark room. Branch Ritchie was the general manager at that time. And I said, "Mr. Ritchie, I don't think I can sign because I think all the other scouts tell me I can't sign until after September the 11th. He took that cigar out of his mouth and he said, "Kid, I understand where you're from. If you don't sign that thing, nobody will ever find you again. So I said, yes, sir. So I signed it, and they gave me I took a $3,000 bonus and a rest of it in salary for the next year. When I got home, I got my release from Ford Frick in 10 days. Then here come all the other scouts. The release statement said I could. I was hereby released unconditionally from the Pirates. I could sign with anybody I wanted to except Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
They were fined so many $1,000.
Wow.
And so then I end up pitching one day with Tim Murchison's. I call them Bird Dog Scouts. Back then you have no draft or nothing, but it was scouts stationed around. And this one guy saw me. I was pitching for a mill team, and I won their whole big trophy and championship and everything. So then I got a phone call from this guy up in North Carolina. Then here come Tim Murchison down. And that's how I end up with the Giants.
Wow. Boy, what a story. Now, did you have to give the $3,000 back?
Well, I asked everybody because I'd already bought me a car and paid my dad's debts off, and I didn't have none left. And so the other scout says, no way, you don't have to pay nothing back. They knew what they were doing. They were just gambling. But I got a year, every year I got a letter from the general manager of Pittsburgh, Joe Brown. He wanted that money back. And I was scared he was going to trade for me and deduct that $3,000 from my salary, but he never did.
So you're just a young kid, 17 years old in 1956, and had you been away from home before? I mean, going to Pittsburgh, how did you get there? What did you think of it?
Well, I enjoyed Pittsburgh. It was good going out to Forbes Field and playing, pitching back. You know, as a kid at 17, I was hitting balls over that old scoreboard in left field. And when I was that kid, I thought probably I was going to sign as an outfielder. But I guess I threw so hard, they thought maybe if I'd ever get control, that I might could do something.
All right, so now you're signed, and you're signed by the Giants. And where did they send you first, and who were some of your teammates, and what was ball like in those days?
Send me down to Michigan City, Indiana, Class D. As far as you can go, John Orsino was my catcher. Matty Alou was my left fielder. Manuel Mota was playing third. And I had a star-studded... Bob Farley played some with us, got traded to Baltimore. And then, so that was our ball club. Then we had pretty good. Then the next year is when I went to St. Cloud, Minnesota. That's where Gaylord Perry and I first met. Gaylord come into town, and he had just signed. And so he stayed with me a few days, so we found him a place to stay. And then the next year I went up to B-ball, got away to Eugene, Oregon. And then Roy Partee, you remember Roy? He was the manager. And he had me lower my arm just a little bit to almost sidearm. I was 4-6, I think, the first half. And I was 16-2 the second half. And I won 20 games in the minor leagues. You don't know how to do that many times. But then the next year, I went to spring training with the Triple-A club, and I started playing with Texas League, Harlingen, Texas. And I stayed there half the year, then went up to Coast League, pitched in Tacoma. Then the Giants traded Andre Rogers to Milwaukee for Alvin Dark and made Alvin Dark the manager. So when I went to spring training, it was my first. I had no idea I was going to make the ball club, but all I knew is I looked at everybody else and I said, great day. If they can play up there, surely I could. Because I could, if I can just get the ball over the plate. And Alvin, he gave me a shot two or three different times in spring training. And the last time I think I come in, and I believe I struck out the side in the ninth inning, leading by a run. And so that pretty well sealed it for me to come to San Francisco. And then from then on, it was I stayed here 9 years. And then left, went to Milwaukee for a year. Then the Seattle Pilots, a lot of people we was talking about earlier, they forget about Seattle Pilots. They only lasted 1 year. And then I went to spring training as a Seattle Pilot, and 5 or 6 days before the season opened, Milwaukee bought them. And all Bud Selig and all the guys, but they didn't have much money, so by September they sold me to Boston, get enough money to pay the ball club, I think, or that week's salary or something like that.
All right, good story, Bobby. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Marty.